Jack Swaggart monitored the mechanic's progress when something unusual caught his attention. A uniformed officer pedaling an unconventional bicycle toward their aircraft. A grin broke out on his face, and he cupped his left hand over his mouth so as not to burst out laughing. He readily identified the exuberant cyclist as Charles Chuck Boyer, his longtime friend and co-pilot. The tall and lanky Omaha native had a penchant for being different, highlighted by this morning's choice of transportation. Jack recalled that Boyer had called it a velocipede. Boyer looked pathetic, his tall frame hunched over the handlebars as his long legs worked the pedals. The tire rim seemed out of round, causing the front wheel to wobble, threatening to upset the rider's balance at any moment. To make matters worse, his bony knees nearly collided with his chest with each upward stroke, giving him the appearance of a dressed-up orangutan who had, for the fun of it, climbed onto a bicycle and, after managing to work the pedals, set the machine in motion, only to realize his folly as it picked up speed, causing him to hang on for dear life. Charles Boyer, nonplussed by his mode of transportation, came to a controlled, though abrupt, stop, and quickly dismounted before the velocipede had a chance to tilt. He disengaged himself from the contraption and handed it over to an amused mechanic. "The front wheel still wobbles, Jimmy," Boyer offered. "Aye, I can see that, sir," the man replied. "Would you look at it for me?" Boyer asked the mechanic. "No problem, Gov," the little Irishman replied. He patted the seat and took charge of the relic, as if it were an old friend.